Jane Fonda, "We'll have to make Joe Biden cut fossil fuel emissions in half by 2030." By David Ng on September 3, 2020. Actress-activist Jane Fonda wants fossil fuel emissions to be cut in half by 2030 and is planning on using civil disobedience to pressure people like Joe Biden to get on board with the agenda. Jane Fonda, 82, said in a lengthy interview with New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd that she is backing Joe Biden's bid for the White House because you can push him further left on issues like the environment. "My attitude is, look, I'd rather push a moderate than fight a fascist," Fonda told the Times. "You can push him, Biden. He's already moved very far on climate." The two-time Oscar winner wants to see dramatic cuts in carbon emissions over the next decade. "We have to cut fossil fuel emissions in half by 2030, and that's going to be hard for him, Biden, and we have to make them do it, but we can. This is where civil disobedience comes in." Since her fire drill Friday climate protests went virtual in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Fonda has not backed down from her mission to agitate against fossil fuel companies. The actress said she plans on returning to the streets once her Netflix sitcom Grace and Frankie comes to an end. Fonda spoke to The Times as part of a promotional push for her new book about her adventures in climate activism. "What can I do? My Path from Climate Despair to Action, due out September 8th. Features her recollections about protesting in the streets and offers readers a how-to on getting involved with the movement. Studies show that women care more about the climate crisis," the actress told Time magazine in a separate interview. "They're willing to do something about it. But women sometimes feel insecure about the science. I wanted to give the science so they could be more secure in that." In the New York Times interview, Fonda touched on a wide range of non-climate subjects, including President Donald Trump, sex, and the recent attacks on Gone with the Wind and actor John Wayne. Fonda told the newspaper that she has empathy for President Trump because she sees him as a traumatized and frightened child who is still dealing with emotional scars. "But he is very, very dangerous because he's got his hands on all the buttons." She said President Trump reminds her of her third husband, media mogul Ted Turner. "I thought, he's, Trump, has been traumatized as a child. Kind of like Ted as a child, so there are certain things that I understand about this kind of man." Fonda said she tried to get Ivanka Trump on board with her climate activism. "I told her my idea and she laughed and I never heard from her again." In a split with the left, Fonda defended Gone with the Wind and John Wayne from the cancel mobs. "I personally don't think we should cancel John Wayne," she said. She said the same for Gone with the Wind, but noted that context has to be given. Fonda told The Times that she is no longer interested in romance or sex. "I don't have time. I'm fully complete with me and my children and my grandchildren and my friends. I don't want any more romance." As for sex, the octogenarian star said that 2 years ago, she closed up shop down there. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.